With a major recall in effect due to the emissions cheating scandal, Volkswagen owners are finding themselves searching for information and answers. They want to know what comes next and where things went wrong. Michigan Radio's Jennifer White knows the feeling.
I found my Jetta sports wagon in 2013. I bought the car after extensive research, and it was exactly what I needed. Roomy but sporty, solid construction, room in the back for my dogs, excellent safety ratings, and that sweet, sweet gas mileage and carbon footprint cherry on top of that automotive sundae. I was seduced. I spreche die Deutsch. The last couple of years, I've raved to friends and family about my Jetta, how I can drive to Chicago and back on just one tank of gas. I loved how impressed my friends were by the panoramic sunroof. Even my parents like this car. But in recent weeks, this love affair has soured. First, there were the rumors, the sidelong glances, the whispers about whether my Jetta was really all it said it was. At first, I thought, it's just rumors. I trust your German engineering. And when I doubted, I'd just lean back and enjoy the view out of my panoramic sunroof. But now I know the truth. As more and more came out about the emissions cheat, I found myself slumping deeper into the driver's seat. I can't even enjoy the panoramic view anymore. And the whole time, I waited. I wanted to hear what Volkswagen had to say for itself. And then, the letter came. I'll paraphrase. Girl, I know you found out I've been cheating. And I just want to tell you, I'm sorry. I know I broke your heart, and I promise, girl, I'll never do it again. I'm trying hard to make things right, to make things like they used to be. But it's gonna take time. So please, girl, be patient. Just wait and see. I'll be better. I know it's hard to trust me again, but give me a chance and I'll prove myself to you. If you want to talk, just call me. 1-800-822-8987. Or email me, or visit this informative website. Baby, thank you for believing in me. Now, the signature is scanned, but they put it in blue ink so I'd know they meant it. So here I am, surrounded by a cloud of shame, driving on a gas tank full of broken promises, and that sinking feeling that my resale value will never ever be the same.
Michigan Radio's Jennifer White, the owner of a 2013 Jetta sports wagon.